Country Bob FM.
On that Amber Alert, it sounds like the guy that they're going after, the Amber Alert was about, he's armed and dangerous, so they're telling people not to approach. That's an update to that, according to Fox 9.
Call the authorities.
Mm-hmm. It's Almanac time and an Almanac quiz for you here today. Always, you got to love the Almanac quiz. People always ask me, when are you going to do another quiz? Sometimes we'll go weeks without doing one. Well, we have one this week that we're giving away tickets to Firefest at Cold Spring. So please listen for your chance to win. Today we have a Bob Almanac salute. The Bob Almanac salute, ladies and gentlemen. We have one pass away.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been a wrong time.
Unique voice, that's Robert John, Dr. John, actually. Robert John is the guy who did Sad Eyes.
Right.
This is Dr. John. Right place, wrong time. He's dead at the age of 77. Had a heart attack on Thursday. What are your memories of Dr. John?
Well, obviously this song I enjoyed. Not a huge fan. This was a great song.
That was his big hit.
And I'm not sure he was a real doctor after all, but, some people call me Doc, and I wasn't a real doctor either.
No, and you still aren't a real doctor.
No.
You have aspirations, but the number of years that it would take for you to go to school, I don't see you being motivated enough to do that.
You are 100% correct.
This date, Friday, June 7th in 1775, Britain knew something was going on. They were preparing that their colonies were going to eventually revolt because the United Colonies changed their name to the United States.
Oh,
1775,
sure.
This date. Still a year before the official Declaration of Independence, as you know.
It was coming.
Anybody out there, Lions members or Lioness, the Lions Club International, Melvin Jones and a number of other Chicago businessmen founded the Lions Club International this date.
Very nice.
It is the largest service organization in the world.
That's impressive.
It is. 1937, Time Magazine published the second of the only two known photos ever, and there are still only two photos ever taken that are known of the United States Supreme Court in session.
Huh.
Plenty of photos of the justices themselves, obviously, but only two known photos ever. The first one was in the early 30s, and the other one was in 37. They snuck a camera in, and cameras in the 30s weren't as small as they are now.
No.
Somebody snuck in a camera in 37 and took a photo of the Supreme Court. They're very strict about the no camera law.
I guess.
And rules for the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, obviously. Other lower courts, they allow cameras nowadays.
Uh-huh.
How about in 68?
The little plastic world is finished and open to the public. They call it Legoland.
First ever Legoland was built and opened this date in Billund, Denmark, 1968. You know, all Legolands have a part and a place of the park where they just have loose Legos laying on the ground and you have to take your shoes off and your socks off. You got to walk across. You ever done that?
No, I wouldn't do that. I would.
No,
would
but hurt. You've had that happen.
Oh, yes.
With Legos on the floor, and then you step on them with bare feet. Painful.
That is no bargain.
It hurts, and it's worse than walking on hot coals or tacks or anything. Something about them, but that was in 68. In 69, on television, Johnny Cash had his own show.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. And I'm glad to see you, baby.
Ran a couple of years on CBS TV, and on that first ever show, he had among his guests.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is Bob Dylan.
Ooh, Bob Dylan. Huh. Doug Kershaw. I think Judy Collins was on there, too.
What year were we saying? 1969,
Johnny Cash TV show. And what was special about his show, he didn't do just country acts. I mean, Johnny Cash, he transcends types and genres of music. And he his show also was that same thing in 69, 75.
The Sony Betamax. Its only purpose is to serve you.
And to lose out to the VHS format. That was its other purpose.
It didn't last.
The Sony Beta Max video cassette recorder went on sale to the public for the first time this date, 1975. Beta was actually superior in sound quality and in picture quality. It had more lines of resolution. but it just did not win out over VHS. Mm-hmm. VHS, you get more tape on a tape.
Yep.
That means more recording. You get 6 hours on there. I think Beta, you can only get two. That was the difference right there.
That was enough to spell its demise.
I know you work probably in retail. You probably tried to sell some Betamaxes in the day.
They ended up in the clearance bin.
They just sat right there on the shelf. 1994, this date.
Glasgow Tower, this is 127 Sierra.
She's about to reach her goal, a touchdown in Scotland.
Excellent job, Vicky.
Her name was Vicky Van Meter, completed a transatlantic flight. She became the youngest person ever to fly cross-country in the United States, and she became the youngest to complete a transatlantic flight on this date, landing in Glasgow, Scotland on this date, 1994.
She was how old?
And that was her landing in Glasgow. She's 12.
Wow.
And sadly, in her mid-20s, she took her own life.
Wow, that's right.
She suffered from depression. Vicky Van Meter, remember her? Mm, she's...
Yes.
That was 1994. She was in the news. How about 2014? What I appreciate about George Strait, you know, he said it was his last tour and it was his last concert, and it was.
Well, hold everything.
Anyway, no. It was a rather big crowd for what was supposed to be his final concert at AT&T Stadium. 105,000 in Arlington, Texas. That was in 2014. In 18.
Off the face off, the Capitals have won it. The capital of the country is the capital of the hockey playoffs.
Nice call there from Doc Emrick. Doc Emrick calling Stanley Cup Game 5 last year. It was Washington over Las Vegas. That was Vegas' first year in the league.
Cinderella story.
And they make it all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yep.
They made the expansion draft quite conducive to being successful right out of the bat there for the Golden Knights. But anyway, could the Blues join them? That's the question, right?
New signs that life could have once existed on Mars. Today, NASA scientists announced that the Mars Curiosity rover has found organic matter in 3-billion-year-old mudstone on the red planet. The rover also found methane in the Martian atmosphere.
Methane. That means they have flatulent cows or had flatulent cows on the surface of Mars. That happened 2018. We found some old organic matter. 2018. There will be a time, Neil, when they'll call you old organic matter. Birthdays now.
Next week.
Well, she always built a place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's the winner. She's the lady.
Whoa. Oh, he's getting jiggy with it on the stage. You know he is. It's Tom Jones.
He's a ladies' man. The ladies love him.
And that lady's name is Delilah. So, Tom Jones, 79 today, you know, his career was rejuvenated with, what's his name, Carlton on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Sure.
He did his dance with That's Not Unusual.
Yeah.
It's So Unusual is actually the title of the song. So, Tom Jones, 79. How about Eddie Haskell?
Oh, hi, Eddie.
How do you do, Mr. Cleaver? Excuse me, sir.
That boy is so polite, it's almost un-American.
Why is there music on there? I don't know. Everybody needs music these days.
I guess.
Kenneth Osmond, who played Eddie Haskell, he had something for Mrs. Cleaver, did he not?
Oh, he was a ladies' man all the way around.
As a young man, and he had him all hoodwinked, too. They thought he was such a nice, polite young man. And
he was devious.
He certainly was not, and he is 66 today. Eddie Haskell is 66.
If you're looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills.
Uh-huh.
Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
And boy, was he ever a nightmare.
He was.
In fact, they turned that nightmare into 3 movies.
Right.
Maybe one or two too many. The first one was good.
The body count was high.
High body count, Liam Neeson.
We tried to count. I think we lost track at 47.
He was great as Oscar Schindler, but of course, that one right there, he was Qui-Gon Jinn, Star Wars, all that. A lot of great roles. But that one right there, I will look for you. I will find you. And what is he going to do then?
I will kill you.
I think he will. It's Liam Neeson. He's 67.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air.
Joey Scarborough,
TV theme time.
One hit wonder. It was also the theme to The Greatest American Hero. 64 for Joey Scarberry, former twin Tim Laudner. He was the president of the Buck 95 fan club.
Yes, he was.
Tim Laudner, 87 World Series champ. He's 61 today.
He was an all-star.
He was an all-star in the 88 all-star game.
And a Brooklyn Park or Brooklyn Center.
Park Center is where he went to high school.
Yep.
Mike Pence, our vice president, is 61. Mick Foley, who had a bit of an identity crisis when it came to WWF wrestling. He was Dude Love, he was Cactus Jack, he was Mankind, and he was Mick Foley.
Whoa!
He's 54. Mike Modano is 49 today.
Yeah,
Mike Modano.
He came back to the Wild here, right?
Yeah, they hired him to be in the front office, Stars, and then Dallas Stars. Mike Modano, happy birthday.
Why the hell would I want to do that?
Can you or can you not?
Damn it, man, I'm a doctor, not a torpedo technician.
The fact that you're
and
a doctor.
And he is Bones, Carl Urban, in the new Star Trek's Bones, Carl Urban. Happy birthday today. He is 47. Allen Iverson, does he practice?
But we talking about practice, man. What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man. We're talking about practice.
Neil, that's what you say when somebody says, hey, you're going to the practice range to practice your golf.
We're talking about practice, man.
Practice. Allen Iverson. I didn't know he was in the Hall of Fame. He's 44 today.
Yeah, he's a pretty good shooter.
He's a PA on an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie called Collateral Damage. And, all right. And that was the big line in that movie was, open up the door, there's a bomb in there.
That's Bill Hader doing Arnold Schwarzenegger. There are a lot of guys that do Arnold Schwarzenegger. That might be the best.
Yeah, he's good.
Bill Hader, he's 41. He, of course, was one of the cops hanging out with McLovin. And, speaking of McLovin.
Stay calm, okay? Let's not lose our heads. It's a fine ID. It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible. I mean, it's up to you, Fogel. This guy's either going to think, here's another kid with a fake ID, or here's McLovin, the 25-year-old Hawaiian organ donor.
That's his best role on Superbad. Michael Cera is 31. And our rapper of the day today.
There are quite a few to choose from.
Our rapper of the day today, obviously named by Elmer Fudd, Fetty Wap, is 28.
We enjoy his work. Gone but not forgotten today, Oscar and Emmy award-winning actress Jessica Tandy.
You're speeding, I can see it.
No, Miss Daisy, no. We're only doing about 19 miles an hour.
I like to go under the speed limit.
Yes, but the speed limit's 35, yeah.
The slower you go, the more you save on gas. My husband taught me that.
He ain't hardly moving. Might as well walk to the bigger way.
What'd you say? Now, did she have anything to do with Radio Shack? Because we used to have a Tandy 1000
right
from Radio Shack. Did she have anything to do with Radio Shack?
Stockholder. Yeah. Big stockholder. Jessica Tandy driving Miss Daisy and some other works. Born on this day, 1909. He was one of a kind. One of the Rat Pack, Dean Martin.
Johnny's certainly come a long way in this business. He was born and raised on a farm outside of Norfolk, Nebraska. I know he's a real farm boy because last night I saw him at the bar with a couple of pigs.
Johnny Carson roast for you, ladies.
I like it. Dean Martin, the singer, the actor, comedian, born on this day, 1917, and we miss him dearly. New York Yankees star catcher Thurman Munson, he was their captain. He was the mustachioed captain catcher who went down on a plane crash. Way too young. Thurman Munson was born on this day, 1947. Remember Bonnie Lee Bakley? She was married to Robert Blake.
Beretta,
right? He was tried and acquitted of her murder. She was born on this day, 1956. And he's one of us. And I scrimmaged against him in basketball. Pop star Prince. Rogers Nelson.
He took
Prince
you to the hoop.
Rogers Nelson. He was little. And at the
Master
time,
of the rocker
this
step.
Was like, this would have been like 1976. And anyway, he changed his name to a symbol, and then he was back to Prince, and we lost him way tragically, way too young. He would have been 61 today, Jim. Prince, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
What about Wynn Stewart?
It's such a pretty world today. Knowing that you're mine.
That's an egregious miss by your staff.
And happiness.
But as long as we keep those egregious misses down to maybe once a month, I'm okay with it.
Well, somebody got fired, I heard, yesterday from your staff.
Something about Conway Twitty, yeah. Stewart, 1934. Now they're gone, all gone,
but not forgotten.
The Friday edition of the Almanac here on Bob. You want to go see Lanco, Red Akins, Tyler Farr,
Firefest,
Cold Spring, July 27th. Answer this question, please. Who was our rapper of the day today? Who was our rapper of the day today on our birthday list? He was 28. Is 28. So happy birthday to this particular rapper. You got to know the name.
And if you would do it in Porky Pig fashion when you respond.
Or Elmer Fudd fashion.
Or Elmer Fudd.
763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. First caller with the correct answer wins tickets to Firefest.
Nice.
Neil will have all the details on where you can see and hear him this weekend. That's coming up. But first, a Bobathon and a long stretch of music here for you to start your day and maybe even your weekend if you're taking the rest of the day off. John Michael Montgomery, Be My Baby Tonight. Dan Seals, A Three-Time Loser, or Brooks and Dunn, That Ain't No Way to Go.
Let's go Dan Seals.
Dan today. Seals. Have a great weekend, everyone.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY.